I was talking with Deacon John before the 7 o'clock this morning, Mass this morning. I'm not sure I was completely awake, to tell you the truth. I may have been sleepwalking. We had a grand celebration last night with the Easter Vigil, celebration of all kinds of sacraments and things. But it went on about 3 hours, not about 3 hours, actually a little more than 3 hours. But yeah, but we were just talking about one of the wonderful things in the Catholic Church is this wonderful diversity. And you run into it even, I was the pastor earlier in my priesthood of two rural parishes, a small one and a smaller one. And actually in the smaller one, there was a lady there, very active in the parish, who was a Russian Catholic. There are very few Russian Catholics, but there she was at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Tennessee Ridge, Tennessee. How many of you all even know where Tennessee Ridge is? I didn't think so. It's in Houston County, actually, which is one of the smallest counties in Tennessee. But she was very involved in the parish. And on Easter, she would always greet me with a greeting that was used in Slavonic, Old Church Slavonic, on Christmas. On Easter. And she would always greet me. She would say, Christos Voskres. And then she taught me what the response is. And pardon me if I get this wrong, Vustino Voskres. And so I learned that wonderful Easter greeting. And there's a story about that was very interesting and goes back to a very, very dark time in the history of Russia, right after the Bolsheviks had seized control and they were determined to, you know, consolidate their power. And one of the main obstacles, of course, was the deep Christian faith of the people. And so they really wanted to stamp that out. So they would send out these young whippersnapper commissars to all these villages over the vast expanses of Russia to challenge the local priests to a debate. And of course, a lot of the priests in these little, you know, villages in Siberia and things like that, you know, I'm sure they were good and holy men, but maybe not terribly well educated or this or that. And these communist whippersnappers would, you know, have these little, you know, debating points that they would do. And so this young man came and he made everybody come to this meeting on a night. It was a Saturday night. Of course, I guess being a good communist, little did he know, it was the night of the Easter Vigil. And so they all had to go to this meeting. I think they probably would have rather been in church, actually, but they were at this meeting. And he got up and he just gave, he thought, just the best harangue just about he'd ever given. And the priest got up and all he said was, Christos Voskres. And the people responded, Vustino Voskres. And they left. Well, what Christos Voskres means is Christ is risen. And the answer is, he is risen indeed. So who won that debate, you think? And the fact is, it's not a matter of debate. It's a matter of what is most important. The fact that Christ is risen is the most important thing. And so, as Christians, I want us to greet each other on Easter in that way. All right? You don't have to do it in Slavonic, but let's practice it in English, okay? And then we'll throw an alleluia on the end. You already have an alleluia. We had lots of alleluias last night and all throughout the Easter season. So, okay, I'll practice. I'll go first and then you respond. I'll say, Christ is risen, and you're going to say, he is risen indeed, alleluia. Okay, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed, alleluia.
Okay, try it with me. See if I get it right.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed, alleluia. That's how Christians greet each other. It's way more important than, you know, Easter eggs or anything like that. The resurrection of Christ in the darkness of this dark world, in whatever kind of darkness that might be, like the darkness of those people at that time or at any other time, is nothing in comparison to the light of Christ. Last night I told you we celebrated a lot of sacraments. We had people who were coming into the church as adults, baptized, receiving the sacrament of confirmation, and making their first Holy Communion. And we're going to prolong this experience of sacraments throughout this whole Easter season. Next week, we have our people who are coming into the church. Today, at this Mass, actually, you get the privilege of being here for two first Holy Communions. So I want you to really be praying for Zara and Zecora Ifobi today. They'll come up first for Holy Communion. And let that maybe their beautiful devotion, their preparation for Holy Communion today, inspire you also to remember what Jesus Christ has done for you and for the whole world. And let us proclaim that in everything that we do. Christ is risen.